The empty tomb on Easter morning was a question rather than an answer. When Mary went to the tomb that morning, she came there out of grief. She came there to mourn, to pay her respects. When she finds that the tomb has been opened and that it's empty, she is shocked, alarmed, grieved, and perhaps come to believe that somehow the body of Jesus has been defiled. Where have they taken him? And so she tells the disciples, Simon Peter and the other disciple, and they too come and see that the tomb is empty. Their first conclusion, like I think any of ours would be, is not that Jesus has been raised from the dead, but that his body has been snatched. They see the linen wrappings and the rolled up head covering, but they don't quite grasp what God has done. That Jesus, who goes to the cross on Friday, obedient to God, obedient to the point of death, that Jesus has been raised, and that through his resurrection, through the power of God, not only has Jesus defeated death, the grave, all the powers of evil and darkness in this world once and for all, but offers to us the promise of eternal life. They're not there yet. Mary's Easter moment comes not even when Jesus appeared. She stays, she's still in grief, she's still weeping. The empty tomb has not answered her question. She sees two angels and says, "Woman, why are you weeping?" And then she turns and sees Jesus. But there's something about the resurrected Jesus that is not easily recognizable. This is important. His appearance has been changed. She thought he was the gardener, which is really interesting. The creation story starts in a garden. Jesus is mistaken for a worker in a garden. Something just to hold on to. It's when Jesus says her name, Mary, and when she hears his voice and she hears her name spoken, she knows that Jesus has been raised from the dead. She knows that he is alive, and instead of being filled with grief, she's filled with great joy, and she runs to tell the disciples. That's her Easter moment, the moment where she has her faith not only that Christ defeats death in the grave, but that promise will be extended to us. Now, the disciples get their own Easter moment later that day, and we'll hear that scripture actually next week. In the upper room, Christ appears to them. And we heard in our first reading from 1 Corinthians how Paul, in addressing the church, talks about his Easter moment, his road to Damascus, where his entire life is turned around. He had been persecuting the church. He encounters the risen Christ and becomes an apostle, sharing the good news of Jesus defeating death in the grave and the promise of eternal life for all. Easter happened some 2,000 years ago. But the truth is, Easter happens all the time. We all can experience the risen Christ. And many of us have had dramatic moments that have changed us. But it's also the everyday moments where we see life and we see hope, and we see God's amazing love and grace manifesting in the world. We can learn a few things from Mary, who, by the way, I'll just say it plainly, is the first apostle. An apostle is a witness to Jesus' resurrection. She's there first. Important to note. In all the four Gospels, Mary Magdalene is mentioned as being the first witness to Jesus' resurrection. But what she does is she shows up. If we want to have Easter moments in our life, if we want to see how God can take death and turn it into life, how we can experience the risen Christ in our lives, we need to show up with an expectant heart. If we start to look for the ways in which God is bringing life into this world, and we expect that God is at work, we start to see it all around us. As some of you know, we moved into the parsonage this year, and as I now go through my first season of spring, we have all of these lilies that are popping up. And it's such a simple thing, isn't it? But I didn't know we had them. And all of a sudden, these beautiful flowers are blooming in the backyard. And I thought, wow, what a great sign of hope, a sign of life, where I thought it might have just been dirt. So we show up and we look. And when we see, we can share it. All of these apostles, Mary, Peter, all the others, they looked and they saw and they shared the good news. They said, see what God is doing. And the truth is, because they shared the news, we're here. That for 2,000 years, faithful people like you and I have shared the story of Jesus' love, that he defeats death and the grave and extends the promise of eternal life to all people. And because that news continues to be shared, because it's good news, not just good news, the best news, we continue to be the church, opening up our hearts and our lives so that all people would know the promise of God's amazing love and grace. For us, Easter is a day of the year that we celebrate. Rightly so, we gather with friends and family. We have our traditions, our egg hunts. But it's a day for us to be reminded of the promise that we have in Christ Jesus, who defeats death in the grave and offers to us the promise of eternal life. And in an everyday kind of way, we can have Easter moments if we have eyes that are looking, hearts that are believing, and that we can share by the power of God's Spirit and grace. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah.